Cultured meat, also called clean meat or synthetic meat, is meat grown from in vitro animal cells instead of being sourced from slaughtered animals. Does it sound appetizing? Its development started as early as in the 1970s. While in vitro hamburgers and steaks still aren't regular fare at the supermarket, the time is fast approaching that this might be the case. In America alone, 26 billion pounds of beef are consumed annually. This creates the demand for a massive industrialized livestock system, one which is problematic for the environment and for the planet. Worldwide, livestock might be responsible for 15% of greenhouse gas emissions. And, of course, there is the fact that the animals raised in that system rarely enjoy the best of conditions. Cultured meat, however, offers us the chance to cultivate many meals worth from just a few cells. In theory, it's not very different, just encouraging cells to divide in a lab environment just as they do inside the body. In practice, however, this is more complicated, and to answer the current demand for meat, it would have to be feasible on an industrial scale, of course. Lastly, there is one other obstacle: people's opinions. While being able to enjoy an animal abuse-free steak might persuade some people to adopt this new source of food, other people find themselves instinctively recoiling from anything associated with a lab. See, for example, the debate between natural and artificial flavors. Still, those obstacles are not insurmountable, and we might soon be eating in vitro hamburgers as naturally as we did the ones we currently enjoy.